Y'all good? Y'all ready to rock with me this morning for a little bit? All right. It might be a little different this morning, but just rock with me for a second. Incredibly humbled to be standing here, hearing all that God has done in just 6 weeks, but what he's been preparing for the last year or so. I've just been amazing to see this story he's writing and the narrative we are a part of and the journey that we are on. And when me and my wife started out last year to plant a church, we had no clue what it was going to look like. We just said yes. And we knew, though, that we wanted a multicultural, multi-ethnic, multi-generational church, worshiping and lifting up the name of Jesus wherever we were at. And that's what we knew was on our hearts, and we set out to do that last year. And we didn't know what God had in store for us, but how many know that God exceeds all of our expectations? He goes beyond and exceeds any expectation that we may have or think. And so I just want to take you back real fast. I was debating if I wanted to share this, but I think I will. I was writing in my journal. My wife told me to take notes in my journal to reflect, and so I could see all that God was doing and was getting ready to do in our life. And so can I just read you a little bit? Is y'all cool? I'm just gonna read you. I don't share personal thoughts too much, but you guys are like you can handle it. So February 7th, 2018, I can't believe you, God, quotes. I can't believe you. You want me and my wife to plant a church. This is crazy. This is one thing I didn't want to do. God, you can ask me to do anything else but plant a church. Do you know how crazy this is? I don't know if y'all talk to God like that, but I do. Oh, it's like, okay, I'm going to pray this thing away. And if I did, I prayed it away for 2 weeks. God, don't let me do it. God, don't let me do it. God, don't let me do it. But if you don't take it away, I know our next steps. April 2nd. Well, today marks the first day officially that I'm full-time with Ford. So you saw the plans went forward with that. I am still in the process of transitioning from worship, but my day today is all Ford. My heart has so many emotions right now, from thinking of my leadership capacity to transitioning to raising support. A lot of emotions, but my confidence is in Christ. Hebrews 11:1, Hebrews 12. May 8th, 18, this is one line. Lord, I need you. And that's it. I don't know where I was at that point, but that's all I wrote. Lord, I need you, exclamation point. A couple of days later, Lord, thank you. I must have been in a different emotional state, so you'll see. Thank you. You are so good. Stepping out in faith has made me see you so differently. Not knowing how things will turn out, but seeing what you want to do, what you want us to do, has been amazing. August 11th, less than a month. Man, God, I'm wrecked by what you did yesterday. Thank you, Lord, for your amazing love and grace. You keep reminding me it's about people, that I'm called to love people. No matter where they are in life, we are called to love people. I'm believing for an encounter with the Lord for our first worship and prayer night. We had our first worship and prayer service at the 402 in Benson. Then we had the second one at 402 in Benson. So God was already doing something, wasn't he? We didn't know, but he was up to something. 2 days later, hey, God, it's me, your son. That's all talk. We got a great relationship, y'all. Many thanks for the opportunity to be a part of what you're doing. There's so many thoughts that I have regarding the future, but the hardest part about vision is that we can have a great vision, but it's the culture we create that helps the vision become reality. November 1st, dear Lord, we are in a particular space as a body that wants to become a church. As you know, you told me a couple of things before we got started. You said it's not about me and it will look different. I'm not quite sure I know what different means. You mean like not like normal church or like different in the city? Hey, guess what? You may know this, but City Light Benson really wants to pursue us for merging. Now that looks different. A few months later, February 5th, this was all I wrote. I said, this day marks a new chapter and journey. Here we go. Let's rock. That was the first Sunday that we came together, February 5th. And guess what? We are now here this morning rocking together. Yeah. And it's amazing to see how God brings two churches together and a body together that could have done well on their own, but decided that we can go farther and faster together. And it's been an amazing journey for us. But I do know this. I always give honor to the places that we are at. And so if it had not been 3 years ago for people who have started this church, if it had not been for Alex, and many may know JD and Alex, who and a few people who started, like they started this thing 3 years ago. We would not be here today had they not said yes 3 years ago. Amen. So if you've been here at least 3 years, raise your hand. Raise your hand. Wow. Can we give it up for those been here? It's amazing. If you've been here 2 years, raise your hand. 2 years. Awesome. Yeah. If you've been here 1 year, raise your hand. Oh, wow. Awesome. If you've been here 1 month like me, raise your hand. Wow. And the hardest thing about next chapters or new seasons is you know, and you've had this in your life where you're not where you used to be, right? You're not yet where you want to be, but you got this middle called transition. Ever been there in your life, transition? And you're trying to figure it out. You're trying to get it. And you're like, I don't know. Like, what does it look like for my life? And what does it look like for my next steps? And I'm so thankful for where I used to be. I'm so thankful. But I know you're a God who continues to move. You're not stagnant. And so I thank God that you brought me there. And I know you want me over here, and I'm still trying to get from there to here, and we have this transition. And I've learned this about transition, that and where we are even as a church, is that you have to trust in the transition. And it's hard. How many know it's hard to trust in transitions? Because you have no clues. Like, oh, what does this thing look like? God, I know you have something more, and I'm trying to, you know, I'm thankful for who I used to be, and I'm trying to figure it out what this transition looks like. New people, new family, new things happening. I'm trying to figure it out. But I realize this, sometimes in a transition, we can't get stuck with tradition. Because tradition says, this is how we used to do, this is how it used to be. And transition is not bad within itself, but it can't keep you comfortable, can it? It can keep you saying, this is how it used to always be. This is how I like it. I like the way it was. I like the way and when you start to turn, you say, okay, I'm turning. I see where you want to go, but now we're not who we used to be. We're not yet where we want to be, and now I'm in the middle and I'm stuck, and I'm like, how do I get out of the transition moment? And I learned this about God, learned this, that even when you don't understand, you can always trust his character. You can always trust his character. God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I got you. And sometimes you feel like you're slipping, right? You feel like you're slipping. And like, what is it going to be? I'm just trying to get it. And he's like, trust me. Trust that I have the plans. Trust that I know where I'm going to take you. Trust me in this transition. And we're still trusting each other. We're still learn how to let guards down and learn how to work together. And Jin Young said, it's not easy. It's hard. But I don't know about you, but I'm not an easy guy. I don't like easy. I'm like, give me the hard stuff. Give me something that's going to challenge me, because I learn the character of God in the challenges more than I do when I'm just stuck to where I used to be. And this morning, I believe through revelation that God wants to give us a glimpse of what the church can be. And John writes in Revelation, which is Jesus telling John about himself through John. He says, I'm giving you a glimpse of what I want it to be. And John gives us a glimpse of a Revelation 7 church, of if you can imagine, if you can see what God wants to do. If you can see where he wants to take us. If you can see it, just imagine what heaven can look like right here on earth, right here at City Light Business. Just imagine just a little glimpse. If you can open up and you can see, if you can open up and see the bigger picture of what I have for you. If you can see and imagine, it's such a beautiful church. It's a beautiful church. And here is a couple of things that I want to share really quick, because I understand this about vision, that you can have great vision and think you can go somewhere, but but culture trumps vision all day. You can talk about wanting to be multi-ethnic, multicultural, multi-generation. You can talk about it, but if the culture doesn't say that's going to happen, it will never happen. So culture has to happen here. We have to say, I'm willing to embrace what different looks like. I'm willing to take on the challenges of what different looks like. And John gives us his revelation. And 7 gives us a glimpse. And the first thing, what it does is prepares us for diversity. It says this, verse 9, it says, after then I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from every tribe and people and languages. He says, there's a great multitude from every place, every nation, every tribe, every tongue that comes together and worships the name of Jesus. He says, I want you to get a glimpse that is not about white, black, Latino. He said, that is not one section. It is all of us coming together and lifting up the name of Jesus. And that's what heaven looks like. It's no black section, no white section, no Latino section. It's all of us, different languages, different tribes, coming together and lifting up the name of Jesus. Say, if you can see that, you can have that into reality. Bring that to reality. And imagine all languages coming together. French, Spanish, Portuguese. What's some other languages? German. Ich liebe Deutsch. You know, I knew that. Vietnamese. How do you say I love Jesus in Vietnamese? Yep. What other languages? Caught her on the spot. Other languages. Gaelic. This is why you don't do this. This is why this doesn't happen. What is it? Gaelic. Gaelic. How do you say I love Jesus in Gaelic? No one knows. All right. Someone said before sign language. Ooh. Any other languages? Swahili. Could you imagine different languages and tongues saying, God, we love you. God, we love you. Coming together and doing life together. Ooh, that's a vision. That's vision because it's bigger than ourselves. It's much more than ourselves. So John says, I want, if we all tribes, all languages, all tongues coming together, and that's a picture and glimpse of what heaven looks like. In fact, Jesus even said, he gave us a great commission for ourselves. He said in Matthew 28, he said, now the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples, say, Everyone say, of all nations. Say, of all nations. All nations. Not your group, not the people, not how you look, act, same group. He said, all nations. He said, go and make disciples. It's amazing to me how he gives us an action to what he sees. He says, go, which means you have to get out of your seat and go. You got to go do something. All right, no one wants to say nothing right there. Cool. Talk about doing it, man. Tenses up. It says, go to all nations and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and teach them what I command. It is our commission to go. We've been commissioned to reach people that don't look like us, talk like us, sound like us. We have been commissioned. And John says, imagine, see a church that has people going and making disciples in all nations. What a church to belong to. That's amazing. So first thing it talks about is preparing us for that. The second thing it is preparing us for worship. It says, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands and crying out with a loud voice. Everyone, a loud voice. First off, worship can be loud. I'm gonna say it again. It says crying out with a loud voice, and so since it said loud voice, I'm gonna do this loudly, okay? So they were saying, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and they worshiped God, saying, amen, blessings and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever 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 ever and didn't stop and forever. And forever, I come to, if you don't like to worship, you're not going to like heaven. If you don't like worship, if you don't like loud, you ain't going to like heaven. He said they were with a loud voice. And imagine with a loud voice, all nations and tribes and tongues saying, all honor, all glory, all might are you, Lord, coming together and lifting up the name of Jesus. What an amazing sound, an amazing scene to see. And he said, if you can see it, it can come into reality right here. I want to give you just a little glimpse of what heaven can look like. He said, this is what heaven can look like. So heaven can look like. And I learned this. Worship is not, this is just because you lift your hands, it's not worship. Whether you sit, whether you pause, whether you take a moment, whether you jump and dance, because it's not about the expression, it is about what's happening in my heart. It's what's happening in my heart. And through my heart, I express what God has done. Why do I lift my hands? Because it's an expression of what God has done in my life, that I surrender my life to you. That is not my own. It's not my life that I live, but it is yours. Why do I sit in reverence? Because it's not my life. It is yours. In fact, he shared this. Jesus did this when he was talking to the Samaritan woman. He said, the hour is coming. And now here in John 4:23 says, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship him. I'm gonna say it again. For the Father is seeking people who will worship him. God is looking around and saying, who out there will worship me? Who do I see in the back who will worship me? Who do I see on the side who will worship me? Because I'm looking for those. I'm looking for those because God loves worship. How do I know? Because the angels in Revelation 7, the angels were declaring his name. God loves when we worship. And he doesn't just love just English. He loves Spanish and he loves Swahili and he loves the other stuff I couldn't say. He loves it. He loves it. He said, let's do that on the sound together. Can you see far beyond yourself? Can you see? Can you imagine what the church could look like, could be? Can you see it? So he says, will you worship me? Will you worship me, brother, in spirit and in truth? Which means the revelation I get of who you are, spirit, that's the truth. And so I'm going to worship you because of what I know to be true about you. In fact, the passion, I love what the passion verse, I got this. It says, from here on, worshiping the Father will not be a matter of the right place, but with the right heart. For God is spirit, and he longs to have sincere worshipers who worship and adore him in the realm of the spirit and truth. He is seeking those who will worship him. Imagine a diverse all nations worshiping the name of Jesus. Not only does he give us a glimpse of diversity and he gives us a glimpse of worship, but he gives us a glimpse of how to serve one another. He says, if you read on verse 15, therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. So if you don't like diversity and you don't like worship and you don't like serving, you ain't gonna like heaven. Sorry. Because oftentimes we come and we say, I just want me and you, Lord, and I just want to come to church, and I don't want to have to talk to too many people. Just me and you, Lord, and we can get caught in ourselves. We can get caught in ourselves. And God said, No. We gotta serve one another. We gotta be open, transparent with one another. Cause it's not just about you. So I got this illustration I'll show you. Come here, wifey, hang on. Always taking care of me. So we come, right? We want to be clean. You don't want anybody, don't get in my space. You know, it's just me and Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Me and Jesus. And people try to talk to you. No. I don't want to get too close. I don't want you to, you know, I got so much stuff going on in my life. Jesus, I don't, it's just me and Jesus. And he says, no, that's not how this thing operates. He said, you got to get close to people. To have a multicultural, multi-ethnic, multi-generational church, you got to get close to people. You got to say, I want to do life with people. And this is what it looks like. I'm going to show you. The first it's like it says this. I'm not clean, but, hey, man, how you doing? Good. Come here. Hey, oh, what's up, man? Hey, if you're facing something, talk to me. If you got challenges going on, I want you to text me, man. We in this thing together, all right?
Thanks, man.
Love you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, man. And look at that. Oh, life gets on me. So I don't, I'm not clean anymore. I got a little bit of life on me, right? And so you think that's it, and another person comes on, and he said, oh man, no. And he brings someone in life, like, hey, what's up, man? What's up, brother? Oh, hey, how you doing? You doing good? Good, man. Hey, I want to let you know, man, if you're facing anything, you got any challenges, text me. No matter what, we in this thing together, all right? I'm for real. I love you. All right. Boom. He got a little more life on me, right? And so it's not clean. It's messy, right? And he says, I didn't worship and diverse, but you got to do life. You got to serve one another. It gets a little messy. And then someone else comes along in your life, and he brings Don, the man. Come here, Don. Come here. Oh, hey, I know you older. I know you white, but I love you. You are my brother. I need you in my life. You got something to give. Let's do this thing together. Amen?
Amen.
I love you, man. Man. Oh my goodness. And life gets on me. And he says, what would a church look like if we do life together? If we get a little messy. It's messy. Like it's not, you don't come clean. It's not this clean thing, right? You got to get life on you. You want to know why? Because life is happening to you. You got situations you're battling. You got situations you're going to. And far be it for me to come in and just, no, don't put your life on me. Wow, no. Come here. Let me get a little messy. Talk to me about how your marriage is going. Let me get a little messy. Talk to me about how you feel. And you might be battling depression. Let me get close to you. Got anxiety problems. Let me get close to you. I'm struggling in some areas of my life. Come here. because it's messy, isn't it? Like I don't know anybody who got a clean life. Jesus, that's it. Outside of Jesus, we messy. We are messy. And he says, no, let's do this thing together. Let me talk to you. Let me invite you over. Let's go grab coffee. Let's go grab lunch. Tell me how you really doing. Not how you doing today on Sunday, but how you doing. I like how you doing. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? Yeah, something like that. But life gets messy, and transitions of life gets messy. And it's like trying to figure this thing out. And so culture here, if we create that we can do this thing together, that we can have grace for each other, because we can have great vision, but if the culture doesn't do this and doesn't say, come here, let me do life with you, let me talk to you, let me hang with you, then vision goes out the door. But I believe God wants to create a kingdom culture here of saying we want diversity, we want worship, we want to do this thing together. And imagine a church that's doing life together. Amen? Amen. Stand to your feet. I want to invite to the stage right now leaders who've been making this possible, that we would not be at this point, at this place, if it wasn't for our elders and leaders. So can we give it up for our leaders and elders on the stage? I got to hold the mic with this hand. Yeah. They came together November 3rd, and they said, what would it look like if we had a Revelation church? What would it look like if we came together and really did this thing together? What would it look like if we got a little messy together? And not just the elders, but those who voted, those who said yes, said we're willing to get messy. And I know where we used to be. I know where we used to be, but I trust God's character in the transition. I trust who he is. Even when I don't understand, I trust his character. And I trust him enough to get messy. And I believe God has taken us to a new place. He's taken his church to a new place. And I believe it's going to be so incredible, but I still understand we're still the transition time. And I thank God for people, and I thank God for leaders who said yes to the mess. I like that, say yes to the mess. And Zach, I'm going to say thank you, man. Thank you so much. And Alex and JD, wow. Woo! Thank you, man. Thank you, JD, for saying yes. Huber-ers, I understand. Thank you for saying yes. Petersons, thank you for saying yes. Tyler and Lindsay, can y'all give it up for this amazing couple? Who said yes to bringing everybody to my beautiful wife? Thank you for saying yes. Woo-hoo. Jeff. Brett, I was getting there. Wow, thank you for saying yes. Jen Young, oh my goodness, thank you for saying yes. Don and Alice, oh my goodness, can y'all give it up? Don and Alice. Reflect Jesus so much, thank you for saying yes. We got two Hubers, we got Huber and Hubers. Hubers, Lauren Thomas, thank you for your passion and energy and saying yes. And you guys, thank you for saying yes, even when it's messy. Even when it's messy. Amen. Amen.